My position always was, and I would say that to whoever I speak to, whether it's an undergraduate or a college president or a board of trustees, that women's history is here to stay, that it's the most important intellectual revolution of the 20th century, that if you don't understand that if half the world's population is rediscovering its history and redefining its past, that you have to be in there and train people to do it responsibly and with good scholarship. That's always been my position. And it's carried a lot of weight.
Right.
Because nobody else puts it quite that, you know, extremely. Mm-hmm. Because I believe that. I really believe that. I've believed that from the day one when there was nothing. I've always believed that. And I think that's my contribution. I was right about it. And that's why I think a lot of people listen to me, mm-hmm. because I talk to them, sort of bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not doing this to please unruly students that are clamoring for female presence. I said, that's no reason to do it. Women have been studying for 100 years at universities from men. They can learn from men.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't. It's a crime, but they shouldn't be excluded. But the fact is that that's not the reason to do it. You've got to do it because this is intellectually the most important thing that has happened in the field of liberal arts. That's all. And it's redefining. See, the fact that it is redefining the content of history. I wrote and published in 1969, I believe, 1967, my first essay, I spoke about it. Right? Nobody was talking in those terms then. They didn't know what it was, you know. So I think that's what I've done. And I've always taken the same position, regardless at what level of the academic establishment I talk to them,
mm-hmm.
you know. Now, sometimes it doesn't take at all.
Was it harder at first, like when you came to Wisconsin, trying to explain something that really wasn't out there yet?
No, it was harder before that. The first one,
the
70s to the 80s,
yeah.
was very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was very hard. Because they all would hold up, at that time, Black history wasn't yet
mm-hmm.
even established respectably, mm-hmm. and the Ivy Leagues were still ignoring it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here I come and I say, this is for
mm-hmm.
the best.
Mm-hmm.
Only the best is good enough. I mean, that was always my position. Mm-hmm. If you want to be in women's history, you got to be better than anybody else.
What about women's studies? You had
women's studies. I'm a pioneer in women's studies. I, as I said, I've been instrumental in helping establish it in a number of places, convincing people, speaking about it. But I have never, I myself, with my limited mm-hmm. time, I mean, I mentioned to you that I set about to change the way history
mm-hmm.
treats women. Mm-hmm. And I analyzed that this would only be done if it was done from within a history department. From within history. It couldn't be done by creating a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I make myself mm-hmm. clear. Women's studies was a new interdisciplinary field. Very important field. I'm supportive of it. I want it. I want women's history to transform the history men and women are taught in every history department. And I've succeeded in
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.